We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Every time I think the Yankees have done it, this is the worst loss of the year, they play a game of I can top that. And Sunday was another really, really rough one. To talk about the Yankees and to play the game of was this the worst loss of the year, we bring in Brendan Cuddy from the Ledger, NJ.com. If you're not following him, you should be for some updates on the Yankees. Hey, BK, how are you? Hey, Kev, is he there? Okay, I think we're going to be getting Brendan. Hang on. All right, we're trying to make that happen because I was going to ask him my game of what is the adjective that you would use. I've been asking fans, so same question for Brendan Cuddy is the adjective game is what would be the adjective that you would use if it was one word to describe this Yankee loss. Brendan, are you there?
I'm here. I apologize. I have awful service, Lori, but if I had one adjective, one word, one grunt to use for this Yankee season, it would be gross.
Yeah, we've gotten a bunch of others. Another one I liked was sheesh. Somebody said sheesh, but we've had microcosm. We've had people who think they need to be looking more in the mirror. We've had a whole bunch of other things. But all right, so I'm at kind of a loss for words on this one. Is tell me this. How is it possible to lose a game when your starter goes seven innings, has a no-hitter going into the eighth inning? How is it possible to lose that baseball game?
I mean, sometimes you walk into your kitchen and you stand in your kitchen and you say, what am I even in here for? What's going on? And then you walk back out and you say, oh, now I know. Well, that's what Yankees fans were like. They're like, yeah, man. Domingo Germán, 7 1/3 no hit innings. Oh wait, our bullpen is still a ticking time bomb. That's what happened today. Aaron Boone didn't have a lot of places that he could turn to. Jonathan Loaisiga, on his face, would look like the right guy. He's been so good all season, but he was coming off of a very long layoff due to the COVID IL and due to the All-Star break. He threw 19 pitches last night, and he had no gas tonight. So you look at Aaron Boone, you say, well, why not Zach Britton earlier? Why not Chad Green earlier? It's the move the Yankees decided to make, and it backfired, just like many of their moves this year.
So is that, you mentioned the bullpen and it being a ticking, you know, it's like a time bomb. And when we look at the history, and even the history this season for these players, Loaisiga, certainly I get it, coming off of COVID back-to-back, that doesn't make a lot of sense, but he's really been terrific this year. Chad Green has had some hiccups lately, but in large part has been terrific for the Yankees. Even while Chapman was bad for a while there, seems to have righted himself. Zach Britton back off the injured list. These are guys, it's not like this is the Phillies bullpen. There still are guys here to use. How much of this, you know, the front, you have Hal Steinbrenner and others saying, well, this is on the players. It's the players' fault. They have to figure this out. How much of this, though, also is, we can talk about don't blame the manager, but do you have a sense that this manager has a feel for how to use his bullpen?
Yeah, I think he does, but I think at the same time, the things that have happened have been very questionable, and it's very easy to second guess, right? Jonathan Loaisiga, most of this season, gets through that inning, and we're not talking about this. Very often, Chad Green gets through that ninth inning on Thursday, and we're not talking about that Brooks Kreisky implosion. But this is the time of year where feel is necessary, right? This is the time of year where deftness is necessary, D-E-F-T, deftness. I don't even know if that's a word. But those things are necessary. And if you are kind of playing it safe so much, if you are, dare I say, possibly rolling with the numbers, yeah, you know, things are going to happen that are out of your control. And that's a little bit of the concern right now with the Yankees, with Aaron Boone. I mean, today I found it kind of silly that a Chris Gittens IL stint was what stopped Giancarlo Stanton from trying to play left field for the first time. I thought that was a little silly, but it sounds like something that a computer would spit out. So who knows? I think Aaron Boone knows what he's doing. I think his bullpen decisions, for the most part, and by the way, he has 3 years before this, three playoff appearances before this. I think he knows what he's doing. I think just things are not going well right now.
Talking to Brendan Cuddy from The Ledger about the Yankees, about this loss, and as we approach the trade deadline. Well, when you looked at this game, what, if anything, would you have done differently if you were managing this game today? Like, for instance, you know, would you have done something where there was talk after the game, and certainly on the Yes Network, they second-guessed when Kevin Plawicki was up there playing the infield back, and then a slow ground ball off of Zach Britton and the run scores versus having your infielders, having Gleyber Torres pushed in more, and maybe there's a play at the plate.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer. You just said it. In that situation, Aaron Boone talked about how he was concerned that some kind of squib hit, some kind of soft contact would be the middle of the Yankees infield when... I mean, in that situation, with no outs, you're not thinking about turning two. So why would you have the middle of the infield back? That does kind of blow my mind a little bit. But maybe the numbers say Kevin Plawicki is more apt to hit a ball that's a soft liner to shortstop than he is a soft ground ball like he did today. But again, flipping that around, Laurie, you got Zach Britton on the mound, who is the king of soft contact, short ground balls. There are so many variables in there that make me say, well, where does the numbers come into this? Where does the analytics come into this? And it makes you scratch your head. And Aaron Boone today himself said, yeah, maybe that's one I wish I had back. Maybe I wish I had done something differently.
Yeah, I think sometimes Yankee fans and, you know, journalists and everybody, people want to blame the numbers for when the Yankees make a decision that goes wrong. And then if there is a decision that goes right, people don't jump in and say, wow, they were positioned perfectly. The numbers really came through there. Everybody wants to always say that all that ails them, you know, human beings make decisions. Data just helps to inform decisions. And I think it gets blamed sometimes, wrongly so. But all right, so here we are, and this week is going to be the trade deadline. And the Yankees, on the one hand, are only 3.5 back in the wild card for the second wild card. So they still are within reach. And it feels like, you know, is it in the Yankees to just give up on a season on the one hand? On the other hand, if you're Brian Cashman, if you were advising Brian Cashman, I guess, what would you do? Would you be a buyer? Would you be a seller? Would you be in neutral?
Lori, I write this in a column for tomorrow morning. I say that the Yankees need to strapped their straight jackets on. They need to jump around in the room, hit themselves against the walls, make sure the walls are rubber padded, because they need to embrace insanity. They need to be the definition of insanity. They need to keep doing what they're doing. Does that sound crazy? It sounds crazy. Here's why they need to do it. 3.5 games back, they think that the players they have will outperform what they've performed so far. They're getting Aaron Judge back this week. You hope that Luke Voigt can stay healthy the rest of the year when he comes back relatively soon. And there's really nothing on the trade market that screams, the Yankees need me and I'll change their season. In 2016, Laurie, Brian Cashman turned down a possible trade for Chris Sale because he felt like the Yankees were not one move away. These Yankees are not one move away. So what they need to do is improve marginally and hope their own guys turn it around, figure it out, get healthy, and then help them eclipse that 3.5 game mark in the wild card. That's what has to happen between now and the end of the season.
Talking to Brendan Cuddy from The Ledger about the Yankees and the trade deadline. Want to ask for one of my callers, listeners on Twitter wanted me to ask a common popular name out there. How about the fit for Joey Gallo?
Are we talking about the fit or are we talking about the trade possibility?
Give me both. I'll say right now for me, I just feel like they have so many guys who are big hulking station to station three outcome guys. So that's what would worry me, but I do get where a big left-handed bat in Yankee Stadium would play. So you tell me, what are the rumors you're hearing for the Yankees, if anything, and what would be your take on a Joey Gallo to the Yankees?
Well, immediately you add Joey Gallo and you gotta downgrade his defensive efficiency, right? Because he's a right fielder who was a Gold Glove winner last year, but you got to move him to left field.
Yep.
In deference to Aaron Judge,
mm-hmm.
just like Giancarlo Stanton did in deference to Aaron Judge. That's worked out great. So you got to keep that in mind. And you're looking at just a better Ruth Neto Dor, right? Home runs, strikeouts, the occasional double.
Without the drag bunt.
Without the drag bun, though Joey Gallo doesn't run terribly for an outfielder, and without the mound visits.
Right.
But so Joey Gallo, I think that's entirely a possibility. I think the Yankees are aiming higher. I think they're looking at a Trevor Story type. Honestly, as a stopgap, I don't think they're looking at trading for him like the Mets did trading for Francisco Lindor with the idea of re-signing him. But then again, he's a righty bat, and they need another righty bat. The Yankees might be doubling down on the idea of just throw as many good hitters in the lineup as possible and hope it figures out. I would think Joey Gallo is less of a possibility. I would think a Starling Marte,
mm-hmm.
who plays center field,
yep.
I would think a Trevor Story are both more possibilities.
And are you hearing that the Yankees – are rumors out there that the Yankees have a big move in them?
When we say big move, Lori, I would say that the Yankees...
Marte or Story is a big... I would consider that a big move.
Okay, I wouldn't. And call me crazy. Because when you add
crazy.
Story... Yeah, it
sorry,
moves,
it just was
yeah,
fun
it moves
to say.
Glaber to... I'm sorry, Lori, go ahead.
No, I just said I said crazy, just because it was fun to call you crazy.
Oh, I mean, there's no doubt about that.
But anyway, yes.
But yeah, I think this team needs so much more than Trevor Story. I think this team needs so much more than Max Kepler, than Joey Gallo, than Max Scherzer, even. That I think that there are no crazy moves that the Yankees can make because nothing's going to take them over the top like their own players returning to form. Like their own players flipping it up and deciding to be the all-star versions of themselves. I don't see a big, big, big deal happening because I don't think they signed Trevor Story to a 10-year, $300 million deal. Like that would be a big deal. I just don't see the Yankees doing it.
All right, so then, and it's interesting. So tomorrow's column, you're saying, if the paraphrased quote from Einstein is the definition of insanity is to do the same thing and expect a different result, you're saying essentially that's your strategy for the New York Yankees. Do the same thing, but hope for a different result.
Yeah, because you can't mortgage the future. You can't trade Jason Dominguez for a Max Scherzer and hope that you can make up three games and then be the visiting team in the wild card. You can't trade Anthony Volpe, who by all accounts Jersey represents, is an uber prospect suddenly. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't trade these guys and expect your fortunes to change this season all that drastically. I think that you need to just ride this out, hope this season works out okay, and hope you can have a 2016 that transitions into the 2017 you had, where it was all about the youngins. And, you know, I was around that age back then. You know, you got to hope that those guys, the Dominguezes, the Volpes, the Perazas, the Davey Garcias, the Clark Schmidt, those guys rescue you, because otherwise you're looking at a rough 2022.
All right, Brendan Cuddy from The Ledger saying ride or die with what you got. That's the strategy. Agree or disagree, Yankee fans? 877-337-6666. Brendan, it is always a pleasure. Thanks so much for the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
Ride or die, RIP DMX. Thank you, Lori.
11 o'clock time for an update with Peter Schwartz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.